Welcome to PharmaTalk Radio. I'm Kate Woda, Director of Patients as Partners US. Patients as Partners US is now in its sixth year, and we know from our research that it remains to be the only conference in the US that truly demonstrates how to involve patients throughout the entire medicine's development lifecycle to drive greater efficiencies in clinical research and trials. The program has been designed with input from our dedicated advisory board comprised of pharma, biotech, patient advocacy, and FDA, who has helped guide the research to show the market best practices in patient involvement. Each session focuses on turning ideas into action. The conference will take place March 11th and 12th, 2019, at the Wyndham Philadelphia Historic District Hotel in Philadelphia. The sixth annual event is co-chaired by Jan Nissen, Vice President of Innovation and Engagement for Merck, along with Suzanne Schrant, Director of Patient Engagement for the Arthritis Foundation, and Dr. Cynthia Verst, President of Design and Delivery Innovation for IQVIA. Day one of the program kicks off with a keynote by cancer veteran Judy Perkins, the first person to be declared free of metastatic breast cancer after a course of immunotherapy, who talks about her journey through the trial, what she has learned, and helping industry to better understand patients' needs. Next, Tufts Ken Getz delivers an annual keynote where he will provide a review of global initiatives that have been implemented during the past 10 to 15 years to raise public awareness and public literacy about clinical research, evaluation of their impact, and identification of improvement opportunities. The morning continues with a panel on mapping out the patient decision journey that includes patient perspectives on understanding their lifestyles and their decision-making process they go through when considering their treatment options. Industry will lend insight on how trial protocols are developed to reflect that. The panel is moderated by Marilyn Metcalf, head of the Center of Innovation for GSK, and accompanied by three patients and insights from Inspire. For the first time at Patients as Partners US, Chief Patient Officers Dr. Julie Gerberding of Merck, Dr. Anne Beal of Sanofi, and Jane Gershkowitz of Amicus Therapeutics join the program to discuss driving a patient-centric organization while executing business imperatives and empowering employees to implement patient involvement strategies. Following the Chief Patient Officer Roundtable, the program provides two breakout sessions that feature pharma case studies on applying patient engagement initiatives and demonstrating impact. Attendees have a choice of six case studies to choose from. Pharma companies to date include Merck, Takeda, Janssen, GSK, and Gilead. Over lunch, we introduce our Birds of a Feather Roundtable discussions that provide a gathering place and informal discussion forum for those interested in the same patient engagement issues and concepts. Topics to date include building patient engagement into systemic processes, online communities and social media, connecting employee-centric culture to patient-centric culture, new ways to overcome recruitment challenges, and an interactive mock clinical trial protocol exercise. After lunch, we feature a series of sessions that focus on reducing the burden to patients in clinical trials, including a panel on sponsor CRO partnerships and a talk on siteless trials, where both aim to enhance patient engagement and better outcomes for patients. Speaking organizations include the Society for Clinical Research Sites, UCB, and Global Care Clinical Trials. The remainder of the afternoon includes sessions focused on the democratization of patient data ownership and returning data to patients, led by Craig Lipsett, Head of Clinical Innovation for Pfizer, and accompanied by Bray Patrick Lake, Director of Stakeholder Engagement for Duke Clinical Research Institute, Mark Scrimshire, Entrepreneur in Residence for New Wave, on assignment as Medicare Blue Button 2.0 Innovator for CMS, and Dr. Jessica Scott, Head of R&D for Patient Engagement at Takeda. The day concludes with our annual networking reception. Day two kicks off with a team of FDA directors who will delve deep into the FDA efforts to fully integrate the patient voice in drug development. FDA leadership includes Dr. Teresa Mullen, Director of the Office of Strategic Programs for CDER, Dr. Telba Irony, Deputy Director for the Office of Biostatistics and Epidemiology for CBER, Dr. Michelle Tarver, Director of Patient Science and Engagement for CDRH, Anandita Saha, Director of External Expertise and Partnerships, also for CDRH, and Pujita Vajja, Senior Advisor for Patient-Focused Drug Development Program at CDER. Next, Merck, Sanofi, and the Lupus Research Alliance lead a panel on the complexities of diversity and what actions we can take to raise clinical trial awareness and enrollment that is reflective of the demographics of the populations. Abby Steele, CEO of HealthyVibe, joins us to lead a session that will provide case studies on how patient feedback provides insights into selecting the most effective and patient-friendly tools and devices to support and optimize a clinical study. Following HealthyVibe, we hear from Rare Life Solutions on building a digital home to provide patient support, education, and clinical trial awareness, and Salem Oaks on how biopharma help patients become knowledgeable partners. Citi and Transcelerate join the program to share newly released tools that help effectively engage patients throughout the medicine's development lifecycle. The afternoon opens with a multi-stakeholder panel addressing how pharma and advocacy can truly partner to improve clinical research and trials in a patient-centric manner. Panelists include Celgene, Curing Retinal Blindness Foundation, the International Foundation for Autoimmune and Autoinflammatory Arthritis, and Boehringer Ingelheim. Following the panel, Stephanie Christopher, Program Director for Medical Device Innovation Consortium, and Barry Leiden, Vice President of Patient Engagement for Edwards Life Sciences, lead a discussion on how the medical device industry is engaging with patients. Concluding the program is a two-part session on integrating clinical research as an alternative care source, where we hear from patients on what they are really up against when it comes to clinical research as a care option, along with physicians and researchers, to learn more about how they can partner to better inform patients on clinical research and trial participation. Beyond the agenda, Patients as Partners US will once again host an Ask the Patient program in which attendees can meet face-to-face with the patients who have experienced at least one clinical trial. These patients provide a unique opportunity to learn about the realities of a clinical trial directly from the patient's point of view. The program also creates fun opportunities during the networking breaks, luncheons, and our annual reception. We would like to thank our advisory board, speaking faculty, and sponsors for continuously challenging and encouraging us to develop a program that truly puts patient engagement theory into practice. To learn more or register for Patients as Partners US, please visit www.theconferenceforum.org and click on Patients as Partners US from the conference drop-down menu. We hope to see you March 11th and 12th at the Wyndham Philadelphia Historic District Hotel in Philadelphia. Thanks for listening.